Satan, you lost, because Jesus whipped you at the cross, you're defeated, Satan. You've been beaten, because of the Lord, your lunch was eaten, and when you feel the temptation of the devil, try not to let yourself get worried and disheveled. Remind old Satan that he has been defeated, because God's work at Calvary has been completed. You're defeated, Satan, might as well cry, because at Calvary you were hung out to dry. Admit it, Satan, your ticket's been punched, because at Golgotha you were crunched, and when you feel the temptation of the devil, try not to let yourself get worried and disheveled. Remind old Satan that he has been defeated, because God's work at Calvary has been completed.
Now is the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am Mr. Flexible!
Why did man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hoe and a slut with a pussy and a cat and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn feet.
Hey, Bricks, Tim Henson with you back here one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I'm in a weird mood. I'm feeling old and, I'm 31, which isn't necessarily old, but I'm starting to feel old. I still enjoy the misery and pain of others, and that's something I feel, I have in common with the young people. And I enjoy cum farts, love porn. Love playing all sorts of disgusting audio. And again, that's something old people don't like to do. But then, things happen. I don't know what the fuck dubstep is. What is dubstep? What is that? It's a type of music, right? Or is it a beat? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what dubstep is and if I've ever heard it before. And I searched for dubstep on YouTube. And I played a few of them, and they all sound different to me. Like, there's no common thread. I mean, to my ears, it all sounds different, and all of it is awful. Someone explain to me what dubstep is. Am I even pronouncing it right? And what is is that his name? Skill Rex? Is that a performer? Now I'm sounding like an old person. Does he do that hippity-hop music that's so popular with the blacks? All right, I don't know what dubstep is. I don't want any part of it. It's all noise to me, the music of today. I'll take my big band swing music over this crap anytime. Now this is music. Back in my day.
We're out in Kansas City on 1-2 Street.
Yeah.
There's a guy they call Bigfoot.
Sing it, Broads. Wrap up this song and get back in the kitchen. Thank you. All right. I do have a great show for you today. Have you guys seen the video featuring two female teenagers in Gainesville, Florida, who are just crazy racist?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to me and Kenzie's broadcasting live from my bedroom. Today we're going to talk about...
Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Uh-oh.
Santa Lucia's High School. Santa Lucia's Community High School. Yeah, because we're poor. JK. Anyway, our school is like no other. You walk in, and you're starting.
Guys, it's going to be crazy. Our school is off the hook.
You start turning black. You really do.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand. Because I'm white. It's not a tan. You wanna start being black? You wanna turn. You gonna trade that?
You catch the disease, bro.
You really do. Anyway,
they're brushing their hair.
There's not really a lot of black people at our school. Like, yeah, there's black people, but not as much as our.
Are
school.
Are you kidding?
Not as much as our school turns like everyone says. I got that swag, though. Like I'm like no, yeah, doll
even,
is not a word.
Even
that's,
white,
that's
even
cookie.
White people say that like.
I've said it a few times, not gonna lie.
I'm turning, like you don't.
What the fuck are they talking about? I don't understand anything that's going on here.
I'm turning colors. Like,
bro, she preppy dog. Now she's funny.
I used to be like a preppy, pretty, used to go to a private school girl. Now I'm black. I'm gonna be black.
That was so nasty.
Okay, so I'm walking through the courtyard, right?
Yeah.
Guess what I find on the floor?
What?
I find that weave on the floor. That fake hair.
I feel kind of bad for them, though. They can't brush their hair. Or
they gotta pat that weave, girl. They can't itch it. They can't itch it. They gotta pat that weave.
Or wash
I'm in my first
it.
Hour, right? I'm
or go,
my...
or go.
Oh, these girls are gonna get their ass kicked at school.
I'm in my first
they
hour.
Can't do that. They can't. Drop me.
They can't whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
I keep. I'll be in my first hour, right? You know, this girl, I just hear. Me and Hector look over. Let's go pat her damn weave. And this other girl's like, let's go, like, pat your weave, girl, pat your weave. And then Hector's like, what?
Ooh, that would be a good song. Whip my hair back and forth. I pat my weave up and down. I pat my weave up and down.
Hector's like, why can't you just itch it? I'm like, because it doesn't move. Anyway.
I thought they were going to be more racist.
I got my beautiful real hair.
Yes.
Actually, it's
I get
not...
to wash it. I can brush
yeah,
it.
How do they even wash their hair? Like,
they don't. They wash it every 3 days. So if... No, every 3 months. So guys, if you're watching this video right now, and you have weave, and you are black, please be offended. Because we are making fun of you.
Not gonna lie, I...
Don't
I
post this on Facebook because all our friends are black.
I know. Because we had to go to a black school!
Yes. The other day, bro, I was walking through the courtyard, and some nigga like, I don't like how you walking like that. And like, what are you talking about how I walk? Nigga, why are you watching me walk? What is wrong with you who randomly sits in the courtyard and watch people walk, and then confront him about it? And then he's like, man, bro, but you got that wallet, you gotta dig up your ass. I'm like,
I don't gotta dig up my ass, I got a tampon up my ass.
Well, you're not supposed to stick it up your ass. You're doing it wrong.
I think it should be up your ass, wrong hole.
Yeah.
Alright, well,
this is a great show. They should turn it into a podcast.
It's kind of sad, because like...
I'll tell you right now, here's an open invitation. Ladies, whenever you want to come on the program and share your views with tens of thousands of people, you know, contact me.
I don't like black people. They're annoying.
No, what?
They stink.
Some are nice.
They
They're
stink.
Ugly. They're pretty.
No.
Look at Tara Banks.
She's not black.
She is. Go ahead.
Now, what's interesting, you heard the girl say, don't post this on Facebook because we've got black friends. So they didn't post it on Facebook. I'm not sure where this originally was posted, but it kind of went viral. And that's when the problem started. The Palm Beach Post, fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County. Yes, the Palm Beach Post reports that the school is stepping up in security after the girl's video went viral. Last week, 8 police officers were brought to Gainesville High School, where the students from the first viral video attend. In light of death threats, those girls were receiving in response to their video. I guess in one part of the video, I don't remember hearing this, but I kind of I can't understand a lot of what these girls are saying. I don't speak teenage skank. The video includes a comment like, you can understand what we're saying, our accents. We use actual words. Black people do not. So all these black people at the high school took issue with what they were saying, and now they're causing all sorts of problems. You got to be careful what you post on the internet. You know, I'm getting death threats from fans of Michelle Duggar and her 80,000 children. The difference is, of course, I'm eating this shit up. I love every minute of it. Although, in the past day or two, I do have to say you guys have come to my defense. There's been a lot of positive Timmy Boo comments on that stupid YouTube video. And my my number of thumb ups are equal to the thumb downs, which are both well over 100 at this point. I'm sorry, the bitch is reckless with her cunt, and I will never back down from that statement, that stance. All right, moving on now. There was a new episode of Intervention recently. We've talked about bath salts, which is a hallucinogenic, really. Here is an episode of Intervention that dealt with it.
Just a little shadow that walks by. You see it?
He believes in... This guy is high right now, obviously. He believes in shadow people, right? And he goes after them. Like, he's like a Ghostbuster when he's high.
It's just a little shadow that walks by. You see it? Yeah, you can feel
the
it.
The producer, the audio is just shit on this fucking show. The problem with Intervention, and let me speak directly to the producers. I understand putting background music under, believe me, I do it on my show all the time. Putting background music, you know, evokes some sort of mood, but you've got to be careful of the fucking audio levels. Where if the music is drowning out what the people are saying, maybe take it down a notch, a couple decibels, or BTUs, whatever. The producer was asking this guy to describe the shadow people, and here's pretty much what you can hear. Because the fucking background music is so loud.
God. Yes, it's a body.
He's saying yes, it's a body.
After about 24 hours of using, I think a combination of sleep deprivation, more of the drug in his system, these symptoms get scarier.
Jesus Christ, this music. It's like a fucking horror movie. All right, he's climbing up on a bookshelf now to chase after some of these shadow people. You know, I'm surprised that the producers don't get more involved, because this guy is, like, climbing on you. He could really hurt himself. He's asking, I have to fucking translate all of this because it's so loud. Yes, he just asked, can you see the refraction? Not even really sure what that means.
What? If you squirt a refraction, it goes away?
That, I believe, is his mother. I don't know why she doesn't pin him down and, you know, tie him up to a bed.
Oh my God.
The guy's name is Skyler.
I believe he's taking these drugs through.
He's going on the roof.
Skyler, don't break the tile.
He's going on the roof to attack the shadow people.
Pile of bodies. Oh my God.
I'm not sure if he's even speaking English. Maybe the reason why I can't understand what he's saying is because it's gibberish. Because he's fucking high as a kite.
The cops come and you're going bye-bye.
See, I can understand her. Fine. So maybe maybe it's not the audio that's the problem.
The cops come and you're going bye-bye.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. I'm hunting shadow people. You're going to scare them.
The drug allows him to express what he internalized as a child.
You're 4 years old, and here you are, you're a horrible mother and parent. Don't, you know, put the pressure on me.
It's me and my crazy-ass son.
I think there's something wrong with the mother, too, quite frankly, because she's just sitting back in the house watching this all play out as her son is fucking talking to leprechauns and shadow people and shit and climbing up onto the roof with his shoes untied. Very dangerous. And then, you know, a couple minutes later, she just follows him up there. Just call the police. Get him arrested. All right, here is a broad kicking an Asian guy in the groin.
No, he needs to get up. The kids in school used to tell you that? I'm not surprised. Oh! I was one of the popular kids in school. I would have said the same thing. Oh, come on, spread your legs.
Oh!
Oh, that's it. There we go.
Yeah, that was a good one. Oh.
Come on, stand up. That didn't hurt that bad. Are you just a little baby? Come on, it's okay. I'm not
going
to do anything else to you.
I also have some audio of fart lickers.
Come on, stand up.
Some girls inhaling farts.
Come on. What are you, a pussy?
Just playing both of the clips together.
Buttery.
What the hell's going on?
You're not used to this.
Hey, we're killing two birds, one stone.
Come on, get up. Come on, get up.
The fart audio is so much louder. We lower that.
Come on, you're talking about feel good.
Okay, all right.
It feels good to me.
Enough of that little experiment. Finally, before we get into the news today, here is a dramatic reading of a bitch's Facebook profile.
You ain't ready for a sister like me. First off, don't fuck with me, because I fuck hoes up. You don't believe me? Just ask anybody. I am a senior at Blankety Blankety High School, and I can't wait to get out of this shithole. I like all sort of shit. I like pizza. Maybe because I work at a Little Caesars. LOL! I want to get a new job. I'm thinking something like a real job, where I gotta sit in a desk at shit. But you know that ain't me yet.
Pretty much every teenager's Facebook profile.
I'm a crazy girl! But I'm still trying to plan my future. Even though the world's supposed to be attacked by Mayans in 2012, I like going to the movies. My favorite movie is Inception. That movie is crazy, and I don't understand it. I also like other movies right now, but it changes, like, all the time. I like swimming, and I can't wait for the summer. Fuck school, but fuck it. I love my life and my friends, so let's dance and party and drink.
There you go. A dramatic Facebook profile reading. Damn! All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I fucked up news right now! It's Friday, it's payday, it's time to sign up for the sideshow. Do your part, help support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Most important, though, you're going to get full access to the entire archive of programs. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Yesterday was an exclusive show. Tuesday we did an extended program that clocked in at over an hour, plus, you know, tons of videos in the archive. All of that for $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Support the program. Help keep this stupidity going. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham City School. That's, if it was in England, that's how you'd have to pronounce it, because everything is all fucked up over there. Not Birmingham. It's Birmingham. It's Birmingham. Birmingham City School officials say police are investigating claims that a first-grade boy stuck two classmates with a syringe on Wednesday. The syringe, which contained a liquid, was confiscated and is being tested to determine what it contained. What do you think it was? Drugs or semen? Lock your answers in now. I don't know. The incident unfolded Wednesday afternoon at Sun Valley Elementary School. Police spokesman Sergeant Johnny Williams Jr. said, doesn't that sound like a country star? I'm Johnny Williams Jr. All right, he's a part-time country musician and part-time sergeant. He said one student was stuck with the syringe on the school bus. The other was stuck while the first grade class was taking a bathroom break, said school spokeswoman Michelle Chapman.
You've got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we'll make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
I'm sorry, I thought that name was Tracy Chapman. Michelle Chapman. Sorry about that. Any chance I can to sing Fast Car. All right, Chapman said school and district officials are deeply concerned. We take the safety and well-being of our students very seriously and make every possible effort to ensure their security, Chapman said. We also understand the concerns this has caused the parents of the students who were affected. Chapman said Birmingham police were notified. Williams said the department's crime scene unit is handling the analysis of the syringe content. It's got to be drugs. Like, what else would you put in a syringe? Might be Botox. I don't know. Neither student has reported an adverse reaction to whatever substance was in the syringe. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from England. And the town, I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce. I mentioned this yesterday, I think, on the Sideshow exclusive program. Someone from the UK let me know that I have never once pronounced a city in England correct. I'm sorry. Like, for instance, the example they gave was Derbyshire or something. I guess, you know, it's spelled D-E-R-B-Y-S-H-I-R-E. But that's you're supposed to pronounce that Darby, not Derby. And it's probably sure, Not Shire. I don't know. The name of this city is Darlington, which is probably pronounced... I don't know. Dillington, maybe. I don't know. A Darlington counselor has been jailed for sexually assaulting a girl and having pictures of child abuse. Married father of three, Mark Burton, 43, of Middleham Road, Dillington, was... I'm pronouncing it the same way. I'm just doing it with a kind of English accent or my approximation of what the English, you know, the, sound like. Dillington. Dillington was chairman of a committee responsible for children's welfare. Oh, maybe the child porn was, you know, research, homework. He was jailed for 22 months at the, Teesside Crown Court after initially denying the other offenses, but later changing his plea. The court heard Burton took advantage of the schoolgirl following a drunken party to celebrate his re-election. Look, if you can't fuck an underage girl after you won a major election... why even bother running? We call that a perk. All right. Yes, as counselor, Burton was chairman of Darlington Council's Children and Young Persons Scrutiny Committee, a role the court heard he took to promote his political career. Joanne Kidd, prosecuting, said the assault on the girl took place following a party to celebrate his re-election to Darlington's Harrogate Hill Ward in May 2011. The girl later complained to police that her ass was sore. No. The girl later complained to police, and officers found 16 images of child abuse on a laptop. They also discovered he had searched the internet thousands of times for phrases linked to pedophilia. Clean out your browser. Go in incognito. That's why you should get Chrome. Actually, every browser has their own privacy, you know, browsing option or whatever. You should really look into that. Yes, at a court hearing earlier this month, he pleaded guilty to sexual assault and making indecent images of children. He's a master photoshopper. Judge Howard Crowson jailed him for 22 months, made him subject to an indefinite sexual offense prevention order, and placed him on the sex offender register for 10 years. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from California. Police had to break up a break-in at a crematorium in Santa Cruz this week. Someone called police after seeing two men trespassing at Santa Cruz Memorial Park late Monday night. When police arrived, they said they found the men attempting to get into the crematorium. They apparently were intent on taking their friend's remains off of the cemetery grounds. Police identified the two as David Sada and Nicholas Cannavaro. The police said Sada, it's probably pronounced Sade or something. The police said Sada was visibly drunk and the other man tried to kick in a locked door. Police declined to name the deceased other than to say he lived in the area and had recently passed away. Cannavaro was booked on attempted burglary charge. Come on. How much are fucking remains worth? They're ashes. And it was their friend. They probably wanted to grab the ashes and, spread them in the Pacific Ocean or something. They were ashes, right? They were... I hope that the crematorium had already done their job. Were they trying to actually... get to the body? Because then that's a little creepier. I don't think the news story actually goes into detail. That's kind of important, trying to drag out a corpse. All right, Weekend at Bernie's 3. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys. This is very exciting because this is the part of the show where I get to hear from you.
Hey, Tim. This is one of your Republican members. Telling you that you got to stop the lifetime memberships. You got to. I understand revenue streaming, and you're killing yourself. After 2 years, all your lifetime members are giving you no money. I could have...
2 years? You know, you mean four.
Done a lifetime membership a long time ago, but I chose to continue to pay monthly because I want you to have a revenue stream and keep...
Well, I appreciate it, and I agree. I think people should sign up for lifetime memberships and continue to pay me. How about that?
Doing the show.
Just give me money. Why is that so hard to understand? Why do I have to provide extra content, even? This is bullshit.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 34-year-old near-dead from
CJ
Seattle.
Checking
and
in.
I just have a question and a suggestion, and I'll make it quick. My question is about the Adam and Eve discount.
Yeah.
Is that 50% off one item, or is it off your entire order?
It's off one item. Pick something you like. Boom. there goes the boom goes the dynamite. Yeah, you pick out it's for one item. So you pick something out, anything you want in their vast catalog, and then you click checkout. There's a little promo code. You enter freak, and then you'll see your discount.
So I was gonna buy my hot girlfriend a French maid costume and a nurse costume and a policewoman costume. Do I get 50% off just one or the
whole? Yeah, I think it's 50% off just one, but I think it's free shipping for your entire order, and you get those, you know, all those
the whole thing. And then my suggestion is about.
And then I think maybe, I don't know, have you guys tried using the coupon code more than once? Because maybe you could just keep using that, you know, pick one item, use that coupon code, then go back and do it all over again. It's, I mean, it's free shipping, right?
Your show and the whole question about the fees. I think that you ought to do have it a three-tiered system where the first tier is the free side, which is just what free members get now. The second tier would be like a freak show, and they get all of the added audio content and the weekend shows and the extended shows and stuff.
Okay.
Then have a third tier of the super freaks, and they get all the audio and all of the new videos that you've been doing. And I'd gladly pay an elevated membership fee to support the show.
Oh, that seems that seems like a lot of work.
Hey, this is old Dirty Uncle Henry again.
Hi.
And the votes are in. 66% of women that I face fuck say I have sweet tasting jizz when I'm really, really drunk.
Well, okay. What do you drink when you're drunk? Do you drink like a lot of like pina coladas or something?
I just tell you because I figured a cum crazy queen like you would be interested in such a fact. Catch you later, Pickles Wonder.
I guess you're. Thank you. If you have bad tasting cum, you should cut down on the meat and drink a lot of pineapple juice.
Hey, Tim. Lifetime Sideshow member Sterling.
There's a cum tip for your Friday.
Sterling here. How you doing? I was calling because I had a crazy freak moment a couple of weekends ago. I went to the Motor Museum in Philadelphia again.
Okay.
It's that Museum of Medical Oddities. Truly awesome. If you're a Philadelphia area freak, you really have to go there. But one of the things that they have there is this book that is bound in human leather.
Cool.
Basically, a guy wrote a book and then in his will said he wanted a copy of his book bound in leather made from his own skin, which is really kind of freaky. But I've been obsessing the last couple weeks on the logistics of that process. Like, how did whoever the executor of the estate, how did they find someone and go like, hey, you know, there's this guy. He just died a couple days ago.
I think when you are, for instance, if someone who works with leather, like turning cows into actual leather, right? I think at that point, they just see flesh and they just see it as, you know, nothing. I don't think it would really matter to these people if they were human or, you know, where it's coming from.
Hey, Tim, Frank.
Does that make sense? I think, you know, once you start, you know, skinning animals and shit.
From Tucson.
So I don't think it matters.
Listen to Sideshow Exclusive Thursday program, and, you know, you played the clip of the dude trying to become a Super Saiyan on cam, you know, screaming, you know, fucking crazy person. Well, it reminded me, when I was a kid, I used to go to chess club, and when I'd lose, I'd get fucking pissed, and I'd go outside, and I'd start revving up, you know, trying to become a Super Saiyan. You know, I wouldn't really scream, but I'd just fucking, you know, shake. And when I thought I was a Super Saiyan,
I never got into Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z is where that's from, right?
And I'd go back inside and try to kick their asses at chess, but, you know, I'd lose, so I'd just get pissed off. And then, fuck, I ran away from home and started listening to Sword of You. And
all because of you losing chess?
Now I'm fucking mess, man. So, you know, thanks for playing that clip.
Glad I could be a part of it. I just got a Dragon Ball Z game on my Wii. By the way, if you have a Wii and you haven't hacked it yet, oh, it's so very easy, and it's very cool.
Hey, boo, circular swine, banger. Hey, KFI Radio is a talk radio station out here in L.A. They do Bill Handel, Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
They did Dr. Laura. She's moved on.
Who hasn't, right?
My question is, have you ever heard Tim Conway Jr.'s What in the Hell is
Dorf's
Jesse
son?
Jackson saying? It's a great segment. It reminds me of a... Well, it doesn't matter what it reminds me of, but I love that shit, dude.
Wow.
What the hell is Jackie's Jackson's around?
This is weird. This is like a coherent call from the Spiral Hamfucker.
Hey, boo. I'm in a new band, dude.
Oh, God.
I'm interested in Viagra. Nah, that's bullshit. My dad painted a bitch and sign. It's all no meowing.
Why did I say that? Look what happens.
That's bullshit, dude. My dead in paint.
Okay, all right, thank you. You've ruined it. You've ruined any goodwill you had towards me. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it okay?
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Don't forget to check out distortedview.com. Sign up over there. It's free. This is separate from the sideshow. This is just a membership to distortedview.com where you can interact with other freaks. You can friend them. We got a whole social networking thing going on there. But most importantly, you can share links and video and audio of weird shit that you come across, and then other freaks can check it out, and I can too, and then steal it and use it on the program. It makes my life a lot easier when I can just go on my website and find a bunch of good stuff to play for you. So if you want to do that this weekend, do it. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!
X and THC, Special K and LSD, J's and H and GHB. Now I know my drug you see, next time won't you sing with me?